Well, welcome back. And in this next hour, crossing over into the second hour of Folk Roots this morning, a man who's made his life of the sea and of the people of the sea and the world around him. Very shortly, we're going to be talking to none other than Tom Lewis. And this is Folk Roots.
We listened to the radio when we were girls and boys. Our mums and dads said modern tunes was nowt but dreadful noise. Still we kept the wireless on to hear our favourite songs. We learned the words as best we could, and then we sang along with Bill Haley and the Comets, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee, Gene Vincent, Buddy Holly and the Brothers Everly. They showed us new horizons, opened up a brand new world, and the Beach Boys introduced us all to California girls. So join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. Then John, Paul, George and Ringo gave us back our native voice. The Hollies and the Rolling Stones offered us a choice. The folk scare of the 60s said that everyone should sing, and if you had a hammer, you should make that hammer ring. Peter, Paul and Mary proved new songs could still be found. The Mamas and the Papas hit us with the West Coast sound. Then drums and Stratocasters put folk music in the news. The times were changing, freedom just meant nothing left to lose. So
join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song.
Ewan sang the fishing and the travelling people's life. Bert gave us old ballads full of sorrow, love and strife. Young tradition and the coppers sang us glories of our past. Old Stan recalled the shanties and his time before the mast. Cyril sang the other side of life upon the seas. Keith brought us a barrel filled with rousing harmonies. Martin told us of the famous flower of serving men. Stan found the Northwest Passage was the road back home again. So
join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song.
The songs that stand the test of time will ring down through the years. Some of them will bring you joy while others bring you tears. Some speak of new tomorrows or of good times past and gone. And them that's worth the singing are the ones worth passing on. But never tell your kids you think their music's nowt but noise, or you'll seem like a dinosaur to modern girls and boys. And mind you teach your children well and teach your grandkids too. Then someday they'll be standing here and singing just like you.
Join us in the song, raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song. Raise your voice and sing along, like our ancestors before us. When it comes round to the chorus, find the key or harmony and join us in the song.
We call that Radio Times, and that is from Tom Lewis's recording, 360 degrees on the Borealis, a record label. Tom Lewis is joining us here in the studio this morning talking about music and where he gets his music from. Sir, welcome into Folk Roots.
Ah, now the sir thing is, thank you, I'm very pleased to be here, but I spent 24 years in the Navy assiduously avoiding sirdom.
Is that okay, right?
I was a chief petty officer, I loved being a chief petty officer, many of my contemporaries went on to jump off the top rung of one ladder onto the bottom rung of another ladder, and they got called sir, and I never wanted to be a sir, so thank you.
So how many, 1959 you joined the Royal Navy? And when we say spent time at sea, what does that mean? And as I admitted to you at the beginning, I don't know a lot about being at the sea. I know about farmers and coal miners and people working in the woods and breaking ground, but not a lot about the sea. What does it mean for you being the Royal Navy for those 20-some-odd years?
Well, for a start, I thought, and officially it is, I thought it was a career. 24 years in the Navy, it's got to be a career. But if you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, there are two definitions to the word career. One is a profession that you follow for a certain amount of time, and the other is running unstoppably, accelerating downhill.
Isn't that a careen?
No. You hear, no, CBC Radio is responsible for that. Careen. Careen is to lay on its side. When you take a ship, okay, if you need to scrape the weed off the bottom of a ship, you take it up on a beach at high tide. When the tide goes over, it lays on one side. It has been careened. And you scrape beside the tide comes in, as the tide goes out, you tilt it the other way, and you scrape that bottom. That is careening. Careering is totally different. The words have some sort of similarity in spelling, but I got to tell you, I'm a pedant from way back, so watch yourself. I shout at the radio. I don't have a television. So Lynn says, Tom, you're getting upset at the radio again.
Well, you're creating conversation with the radio. And by the way, you usually win those conversations.
Well, no, I never get anybody to agree with me.
Well, you don't get anybody to talk back at the same time. Hey, what came first, the sea or the song?
Probably the song, and again, from the radio, just what I was singing about there. When I was a young boy growing up in Belfast with my mother and my sister, that was our family, and my grandparents who lived just down the road, very supportive of a single, a divorced woman in Belfast in the 40s. That was not easy. But my mother was a lovely singer herself and had the radio on. All the time she was home, would sing along with songs. And when I started singing along with her and with the radio, she suddenly realized that I had a voice, which my sister didn't get. Very soon, we started going to church. I'd never been to church before, so she could get me into the choir. Church choir songs were the first thing. But what I didn't realize, and this comes right forward to the very latest CD, not that I'm here to mention that. But,
that's good.
When I was talking to my Polish compatriots about this new CD, I said I wanted to do Spanish Ladies, which is an old four-bitter from the Royal Navy of the Nelsonian, the Napoleonic era. And they were asking why I wanted to do that. And I said, well, when I first went to a folk club in Dunfermline in the 1961, probably, I heard Louis Killen singing, farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders to sail home to England. We hopes in a short while to see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors, rant and we'll roar across the salt seas until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues. I said I wanted to do that song, and because when I was listening to the radio, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock every weekday night was children's hour, and they would put on a little play that it was supposed a soap opera, really, that was and it was called Green Sailors, And it was introduced by the cry of seagulls, the creaking of masts, the sound of rigging blowing in the breeze, and an accordion playing that tune. And I went to this folk club, and within weeks of starting to go to a folk club, I heard this guy singing the tune that I'd heard when I was about 5 or 6 years old in Belfast. And I said I wanted to do, so they decided to introduce the song with the scratch and crackle of a needle being dropped onto a 78 RPM record, and then we start the song.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hopes in a short while to see you again.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.
We hove to our ship with the wind from the southwest. We heaved on the lead, deep soundings to take. 'Twas 45 fathoms and a fine sandy bottom. We squared our main yard and up channel did make.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.
Well, the first land we sighted, a point called the Dodman, then Ramehead off Plymouth, Start, Portland and White. We sailed then past Beachy by Fairley and Dungeness, then bore straight away for the South Foreland Light.
And we'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.
The signal was made for the Grand Fleet to anchor. We hauled down our topsails, struck in tacks and sheets. We furled up our spanker and let go our anchor. Our ship in the van of the noblest of fleets.
And we'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.
Then let every man here fill up his own bumper. Let every jack tar lift high his full bow, for we will be jolly and drown melancholy. Here's a health to each jovial and true-hearted soul.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.
And
we'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas, until we strike soundings in the Channel of England. From Masham to Scilly is 35 leagues.